speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to podcast number 36 from watchwithmothers.net. My name is Swineshead. Get out my pub.
Hey!
I'm here with Napoleon.
Hello.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. I've had a bit of stomach problems, but I'm all right now.
Well, let's not linger on that, because we've got a lot to get through today.
Diarrhea!
Yeah, let's definitely not linger on that. So, you know what the day is tomorrow, don't you?
It's Who Killed JR Day.
No, you're thinking of Dallas Day.
Was it Sue Ellen? Was it Bobby? Was it Cliff Barnes? Or maybe even Ray Krebs? Do you remember him?
You're barking up the wrong soapy tree there. What I'm saying is it's February the 18th, 25 years since the first ever EastEnders. 25 years!
25 years! I saw the first episode, me.
Well done.
Thank you.
And obviously, we know how they're going to mark it. How are they going to mark it?
They're marking it. It's not the 18th, it's the 19th that they're doing this.
Yeah, but it's the 18th today.
It's the 18th
so
today.
Tomorrow.
No one knows. Everybody listens to this on the 19th, don't they? You've just said to everybody, oh, it's the 18th. They'll all just look at the watches. No, not the watches. You know what I mean. In their own heads. And they'll say, oh, hold on a minute. He's wrong. It's the 19th. The man's a liar.
I'll tell you what, right, let's do that. I'll edit that bit out. Okay, so it's the 19th today, and as everyone knows who watches EastEnders, that's 25 years!
25 years!
Since the first EastEnders.
25 years!
25 years of EastEnders.
Have you watched 25 years worth of EastEnders?
Probably about 23, because if you think about it, I was about 6. When it started,
right? Well, no, surely you've not watched 23 years, because if you were 6 when it started,
yeah,
you also had 3 years at university, which I'm assuming you didn't watch EastEnders all the way through that, did you?
My friend, my university life consisted of drinking and other intoxicants in my room,
in your fetid watching, flat,
spending the afternoon watching. What was on in the afternoon? Emmerdale, then you're Home and Away, Neighbours, Coronation Street, then I'd watch EastEnders, then I'd go out and get completely off my face.
Right, so you did, throughout most of your university career, in fact, watch EastEnders. Huh, fair enough.
University for me was alcohol, soaps, and no women at all.
Right, so I mean, you've in fact put in more time at the EastEnders rock face than me, because I had at least... must have been three years where I didn't really watch it at all.
Good God, I don't know how you coped.
Well, I was a hapless drunkard. I was doing more interesting things than EastEnders. Well, not really that interesting. I sat in a pub getting pissed every day.
I think what we can safely say is that we both love EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, yes. I mean, all these, you get a lot of people going, oh, I don't watch EastEnders. Well, yeah, well done, whatever. There's loads of things I don't watch, but you don't see me boasting about it.
Well, that's like people who say they don't watch TV. I mean, that's nothing to be proud about, is it?
Well, to be fair, there are a lot of people that watch Coronation Street. We don't watch that, do we?
I used to watch it, and I can see why people like it, but I made the conscious decision that I'm going to start watching it again when I'm 55, which is the correct age to be watching Coronation Street.
I would agree with you there, actually, yeah. I think it is mind you, haven't they sourced it up a bit?
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen that in many a year.
I think they've filled it full of sauce, like they did EastEnders, because obviously with your EastEnders, you've got lots of flash birds in there now, haven't you? And fancy pretty boys.
But if Gail's still in Coronation Street, then any sauce is neutered. It's like acid and alkali.
She was never a flash bird.
Right, so we've got a special theme this week, haven't we?
We have, yeah, which is, who shot Archie Mitchell?
Yeah, I posited the notion to Napoleon that we could possibly set this... Hello there, in a court setting, so that we could get to the bottom of who did the killing, using evidence and science and forensic jibber-jabber.
That's right.
And then we accepted that notion, but then I came up with the idea that he could be D.I. Marsden and I could be the little funny face one who looks like Jamie Cullum who follows her about. But we're not doing that, are we?
We're not, no, because by then I'd already written all my deliberations. I'd scientifically looked at all the evidence and I was going to do the court one. So effectively, even though you're the judge in this, I've overruled you. Well, that's weird, isn't it? That's a paradox, isn't it?
Objection, Your Honour.
Is that what I did, or is that what you've just done?
Oh, hang on, I'm the Honour, aren't I?
What?
I'm Honour, aren't I?
Yeah, you're my lud, Your Honour, etc. You're the fella in the red cape, the wig, the stockings, all that business.
Right, I'm in charge. Order!
Order in the court, all that, yeah?
Yeah,
well, I'm not allowed to say it. No, that's not my job.
No, that's me saying that. Order in the court.
All right.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chanders. It's watch with mothers. It's watch with mothers. Silence in court, silence in court. Order, do judges say order?
Yeah, order, all that.
Silence in court. Order. Mr. Perry, please take the stand.
Right. Good afternoon, Your Worship, Fullness, Highness, whatever. The case for the prosecution is against quite a lot of people here on my pad, Your Honour, Your Worship. So the first suspect up for deliberation, is that the right word?
Prosecution, whatever. Isn't it?
Eh?
Prosecution.
For prosecution, all right, is Ronnie Mitchell.
Oh, Ronnie Mitchell. Would Miss Ronald Mitchell please take the stand?
Hello.
Order.
Right, okay, whatever. Right, anyway, here we go. This is what I've written about Ronnie Mitchell, Your Honour. Sexy Ronnie certainly had the motive, what with her dad causing the deaths of two of her kids, but would she really have gone all out and offed him off of his bonds? That's a bit bad English, that. I'm not sure, my lud, because she's a good-looking bird. However, an early 90s copy of Club International revealed she's got a shocking pair of knockers. Was this enough to drive her to murder?
Mr. Napoleon, are you telling the court on this very day that Ronald Mitchell got her knockers out in Club International?
Well, no, it was one of those... I don't think she did it on purpose, you know what I mean? I think it was one of them holiday snapshots that was sent in by perhaps a disgruntled ex-boyfriend, what have you, went into Club International, there it was. Actually, next to an upskirt picture of Sunita. Didn't enjoy that, I have to say. But, yeah, there she was. And there were shocking knockers. Would that be enough to drive her to murder?
It would be sexist, wouldn't it, to talk about that in court?
I don't think so.
Right, well...
This is England, Mullet.
I think that's circumstantial evidence. Besides, she got them out in Up and Under, didn't she?
Did she?
I believe so, the terrible rugby film. I've not seen it, but I've seen that clip.
Let me just write that down.
Right,
Right, the next up, Peggy Mitchell.
Hang on, don't we talk about Ronald for a bit?
Well, no, because you've got to hear all the evidence and then do your deliberations as to who you think it is.
Okay, Peggy Mitchell, please take the stand.
Hello.
Is that right?
That's fine. Mr. Right. Napoleon, Mr. Justice Napoleon, please read the charges.
Okay, she went one tit down on Frank's watch
you
and he's 6 foot under. What?
You can't say that.
Yes, I can. That's what happened. Just let me read my evidence.
Right.
My lord. Right, I'll start again. She went one tit down on Frank's watch, and he's now 6 foot under. So who knows what the loss of her beloved pub, her money, and possibly the other boob, maybe off camera, could do. On the other hand, she loved Archie, Your Honour, but is love enough to keep her from pulling the trigger, even though it was a bust of a queen and not a trigger?
Right. Thank you for that, Mr. Justice Napoleon. Jurors, please don't talk amongst yourselves. And if the next suspect could take the stand, please.
Right, it's Jack Branning.
Jonathan Branning, please take the stand.
Is that the proper word for Jack? Is it Jonathan?
I think it's John, isn't it?
I thought it was Jack Jackanory.
Okay, Mr. Jackanory Browning, please take the stand.
Hello?
That doesn't sound like him.
Hello there, I'm Jack Browning. Oh, that's Jim, innit?
Right, read the thing, please.
Sorry, would bovine Browning's love for Ronnie make him turn his back on his former life as a law enforcer and turn to killing? Possibly, what with Jack being one of those characters what turned up didn't really work and is now sort of a background fodder character. But is that enough? What with the actor who plays Bradley leaving the soap shortly, I'm not sure, my lud.
Now, Mr.
I'm scratching
Justice...
my chin.
Yeah, I'm raising an eyebrow at that.
Have you written notes?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I've got all the evidence before me.
Right, sorry.
Now, Mr. Justice Napoleon, in a break from the usual judicial tradition, we are just going to blather amongst ourselves for 5 minutes on these three suspects. Who do you reckon did it?
What, me?
Yeah.
Well, out of these three, I'm not sure any of them did it.
Right, but you're going to have to say who's the most suspicious, and I would posit the view that it's Jacqueline Browning.
You think it's Jack? Yeah, out of that three, I personally would go with you as well. I think Jack... I don't know, Ronnie, she didn't like her dad, but nobody kills her own dad. I don't think it's ever happened in history, has it?
Well, they do have a word for it, so I presume it's happened. Patricide.
What, daddy side? Daddy side?
You know Patrick out of EastEnders?
Patrick? Yeah, Patrick.
Yeah, well, Patrick Truman, his name is short for patricide.
Right, yeah, so is that like daddy side?
It's a bit like daddy side, yeah.
Right, well, anyway, I don't think that's ever happened, ever. I think they probably made up the term. There was that thing, wasn't it? It's Greek. He offs his dad. He sleeps with his mother. I think, is there a cyclops involved?
Oedipussy.
Octopussy.
That's the one.
Right. Well, anyway, in Octopussy, that's what happens. And I think that's where the term's made up for there. So far as I'm concerned, she couldn't have done it because that's never happened ever. Peggy, well, she's not bloody likely to have killed him, is she?
Well, she's got brittle bones. She won't be able to pick up that bust.
But there are other people that I've got this in evidence, but you're right. She has got brittle bones. She's an old lady. That bust must weigh... It's bronze.
But she's only 3 foot tall, so it's got to be at least 2 feet above her.
Yeah, whereas your Jack, he's a beefy bugger, isn't he?
He's a gorilla.
He's a gorilla of a man. So therefore, going on that... He's most likely out of these three to have done it, and plus the fact his character is now a background character.
A background character? Do you think
so? You know what I mean? There's certain characters that turn up and they don't really do anything. They have a couple of storylines and then they kind of just fade into the background.
No, Mickey Miller was a background character. Remember when his whole thread for about a month was that he slipped on a boiled sweet?
Yes!
So there's... Mickey Miller is a background character. I mean, Winston's your classic. Totally wallflower character.
Yeah, but Winston's not even a background character. Winston's one of them characters.
Yeah, so one grade up from that is Mickey Miller. He's a background character. I'd say Jack Browning's kind of a satellite character. He buzzes
But he's not a main character, is he? And I think... I personally believe that whoever committed this murder is either leaving the show shortly, of which we'll come to that, or is a kind of periphery character.
Yeah, a lot of the characters are leaving the show shortly, though. Or at least that's what we're being told.
Well, that's what you're being told by TV, possibly, magazine.
Well, I think in that case, I think we've done enough in the eyes of Queen Justice. Is that what they call it?
Queen Justice.
We've done enough in the eyes of Queen Justice to dismiss Ms... Ronald Mitchell and Miss Pegaline Mitchell from the court, please leave the building. Jacqueline Mitchell will be coming back to you.
Okay. Right, I've got crosses next to them.
Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
Order in court, order in court.
I'm ordered.
So, now we move on to our next three suspects. Miss Samantha Mitchell, Mr. Philippa Mitchell, and Mr. Ian Squeal.
Ooh.
So, Miss Samantha Mitchell, would you please take the stand?
Hello.
Hello.
Was that all right?
Yeah.
It sounded just a bit similar to Peggy. Mind you, she is the daughter.
Well, that would make sense.
Anyway, shall I get on with it?
Mr. Justice Napoleon, please read the charges.
OK. After Archie convinced Sam to do a runner, the Mitchells' world turned to shit. Realising she'd been a pawn in Archie's game, did Sam pick up that bust and drop it on Archie's noggin, all unfriendly-like? I'm not sure, Your Honour. Them bony girl arms of hers don't look like they'd be able to lift a large bronze statue. And anyway, would she really want to get blood on her shoes?
Samantha Mitchell, please, you are relieved of your standing on the stand duties. Please go and sit down somewhere else.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Would the usher, are they called ushers?
Ushers, yeah. It's a bit like at a wedding, but, well, it's not so much as a joyous occasion.
So, would the usher please fetch Mr. Philip... Mr. Philip Mitchell.
Gorilla in court!
Mr. Mitchell, take the stand. Hello.
That was more like Grant, wasn't it?
Mr. Justice Napoleon, please read the charges.
OK. Considering Phil's as permanent a fixture in Albert Square as the Queen Vic, Ian Beale, Arthur's Bench and the Laundrette, did he murder Archie Mitchell? No, he didn't. The writers on this show would have a devil of a time figuring out how to release a convicted murderer from his 25-year prison sentence early, so Phil's about as likely to have offed Archie as Doc Cotton is.
Is that the end of your summation?
Yeah.
Mr. Philip Mitchell, you're relieved of your thing, so get out.
Thank you.
And now, ushers, please fetch Mr. Ian Squeal.
Hello! No.
Hello!
No.
Mr. Ian Squeal, please take the stand, and Mr. Justice Napoleon, please read the charges.
Okay. He's slimy. He's unpopular. He's got a motive for murder because Archie went down and done blackmailed him to get the Vic. But did he do it? Did he fuck? He's EastEnders' Ken Barlow, for crying out loud.
Mr. Squeal, please leave the stand. It's time for me and Mr. Justice Napoleon to set up our kangaroo court and talk about which one of you three done it.
Deliberation time again, eh?
Yes. So, your case about Philip Mitchell, I'm not sure I agree with that.
What, you don't believe? So you think that Phil, who is a mainstay of EastEnders... Yeah?
He's killed before.
He has not killed before. Phil has never killed anybody.
Didn't he come back with a huge beard one time after killing someone?
No, he never killed anybody. There was a suspicion he'd killed Lisa when she was in Spain, but he didn't. All he did was have a baby off her, because that's how Marsden first started picking on Phil. Yeah, do you remember? There was that whole backstory where he came back, he had the beard, and it was like, where's your wife gone? Where's your wife gone? And all that. And then they did a load of backtracking episodes where it looked like Phil had pushed her off a cliff to get the kid. But then it turned out he just took the baby off her and walked away, leaving her crying on the edge of a cliff. He's never killed anybody.
Right, but people do tend to die around him, don't they?
People do tend to die around him, but the point being is Phil has never killed a person on the show. And, like I say, he's a mainstay of EastEnders. How the hell do you figure out how to get Phil back in the square? It was bad enough when he was framed by Den and the other Den and ended up in prison for robbery. It was bad enough them trying to work out how the fuck he got off a 15-year sentence then. They did it. How the hell they'd bring him back on a 25-year life sentence? It's impossible.
Right, so we'll toss that one out then.
Right, thank you very much. Sam?
Samantha Mitchell. She's rotten, and obviously the writers don't want her in because they can't write for her because she's only got one facial expression.
Exactly, which is a kind of monkey expression, sort of.
She's looking pretty suspicious to me, I have to say.
She is to me, and like you say, I think they thought, hey, let's bring Sam back, but then they brought Sam back and thought, actually, this character's awful, and the actress who plays her can't act, so let's make her go away again.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that.
So I would say, if anybody's expendable out of the six we've had so far, Sam and Jack are, whereas Ian, I don't think, is.
Ian, as you say, I don't know if he's Ken Barlow quality.
Well, he's EastEnders Ken Barlow. He's the only man that's been in the show from its entire 25-year run. He was in episode one. He's going to be in the live one 25 years later. He is the Ken Barlow. Obviously, he's not as nice as Ken Barlow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess by default, he is Ken Barlow.
He is Ken Barlow. He is EastEnders Ken Barlow. And you don't, as has been proved by Ken Barlow, you don't get rid of Ken Barlow.
Well, you don't. I don't think Ian will have done it, even though he is a slimy little oik.
Yeah, but I don't see Ian. Ian's not a killer. Plus, the fact Ian's already been arrested for it once and got off, and I don't think it's him.
Yeah, in law, if you've been arrested for something once, you can't be arrested for it again, can you?
No, you can't, no. Even if you subsequently go and tell him and go, it was me what done it! Hey!
I mean, considering I was arrested for urinating in Tesco's car park in Sheffield on the Ecclesall Road.
Right, were you actually arrested for it, or did you just receive a fixed penalty notice?
I was taken to the station but not put in a cell. Does that mean I was arrested? I was too drunk
to know.
Yes,
you were arrested. Yeah, you were.
Well, they didn't charge me in the end, but...
Did the policeman say to you as... Well, he has to do, actually. To get you into a police car and take you to a police station, he has to say, you're under arrest, please don't say anything, etc., etc. You're under arrest, daddy-o! That's what they should say.
He said all that stuff, but that means, technically, that if I ever choose to urinate in Tesco's car park in 1997 in Sheffield on the Ecclesall Road ever again, I can't be arrested for it.
You cannot, no.
Perfect. Have we covered all
that's
that
a, That's a pretty prominent car park to have a piss outside of.
I think that was the problem. It's quite exposed.
Yeah. I mean, it's for people who don't know that car park, it's an open exposed car park that opens onto a main road. On the one side, you've got such family-friendly places as Pizza Hut and Blockbuster Video. No wonder they arrested you. Effectively, what you did was get your cock out in front of a load of six-year-olds.
It was the middle of the night.
Oh, was it now? Any old excuse, Your Honour.
Welcome to the Watch with Mothers Mini-Amble. Is that all right?
Right, so we'll clear the court. Time for a lunch break.
That sounded a bit like Fozzie Bear there.
It's Gonzo, isn't it?
No, Gonzo's more... No, wait a minute. No, that's Miss Peggy, isn't it?
You sound like Grover. He was one of my favourites, actually.
Grover? I never really watched Sesame Street, to be honest with you.
I learnt most of the stuff I know from Sesame Street.
Right, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Sesame Street. I wasn't so keen on Big Bird going to China. But I like the count, you know, the guy. But what I didn't like about Sesame Street is I'm sure they didn't make any episodes in the 80s.
Listen, we've done Sesame Street several podcasts ago.
Have we?
Right, it's time to do this week's underwhelming celebrity
encounter. Hold on, hold your horses. We didn't actually... Can we just say we've crossed off Phil and Ian from our investigation?
Yeah, I'll do that at the beginning of the next bit.
Oh, right, OK. Well, I've just done this bit now. Sorry about that. I buggered that up, haven't I?
Right, it's time for this week's celebrity under... Oh, fuck it.
Hello!
It's time for this week's underwhelming celebrity encounter! So, we've got a cracker this week.
Have we?
Yes, this one's from Alison Sakai. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce your surname, so sorry about that, Alison.
Hello. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Alison. So here
I actually waved then. I actually waved.
I waved with both hands, so I'll top that.
Oh, right, okay.
Alison Sakai writes, I am actually embarrassed writing this because it's so utterly poor, but I guess that's the point. You're right, Alison, that is the point. Here we go. I once made some sandwiches for Stiltskin. They didn't even eat most of them. The ungrateful bastards. Stiltskin, you remember them?
Were they the lay your hands on, lock?
No, that's Reef.
Were they the doobadoobadoodoo, a doobadoobadoodoodoodoo, that lot?
Possibly.
I can't remember the words. Da-ba-da-ba-da-da. I've got a guitar here.
Well, you seem pretty underwhelmed. The fact is, right, do you remember, you know, the Levi's ads? You always used to go to number one and forgotten forever.
You had the fella in his underpants. You had Jasper Manning off of Babylon Zoo, who is a regular contributor to the site. Hello, Jasper.
Jasper Manning. Hello, Jasper. Yeah, that's the thing. If it was a contemporary band making their first mark with a Levi's ad, they would sink without trace afterwards. Stiltskin were one of those.
Right, so they were flogging trousers.
The flogging trousers, and it was a black and white video. Two, I don't know if they were Mormons or if they were, what's the other ones? Amish? Amish?
Well, you got your Amish, you got your Mormons. Yeah. What's the other ones?
Hamish, Rufus.
Hamish. Your Hamish is very similar to your Amish, except they don't so much put up sheds as get pissed a lot.
And wear tartan.
What?
And wear tartan.
And wear tartan and eat horrendous fried food. Sorry, you know, that's a go at the Scotch, but they don't mind.
So anyway, Stiltskin were on the advert where you had one of your Hamish going along on a wagon with an old beardy dad, and then two of the little girls get off the back of the wagon.
Were they sexy girls?
No, they were little girls.
Right, not street legal, fair dues.
Yeah, off limits. Stood behind right. A tree, and there was a man washing his trousers, well, washing himself, in a river.
Was he washing his cock?
Is this not ringing a bell, the music to that?
No, how did the song go?
It went like, okay, it's only really a guitar riff, you see.
Could you sing the song for me?
I'll try to. The point is, when it went to number one, we heard the vocals, and that's kind of why they sank out of trace. But, yeah, right, it goes like this. Da na 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 na
boom ba da ba ba boom da na 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 da na 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 na. Was it that lot that went was it that lot?
That was the Crash Test Dummies.
Was it that once there was this fella and he went and did something?
No, it wasn't that, and it also wasn't the one that went, so I sing, hey, yay, yay, hey, hey. Remember that?
Yay, be day, what a beautiful day it is today. I'm just hanging around in the park. Thank you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by Stiltskin?
I don't know who they are. I thought I did.
That's not even whelming, then. That's very underwhelming.
Obviously, yeah, I mean, yeah, but, it is, isn't it? That's incredibly underwhelming, seeing as I have no clue who these people are, and you obviously do. Are you underwhelmed by them?
I'm pretty underwhelmed, but if you're so underwhelmed that they're off your radar, then perhaps that is disqualification.
Yeah, no, but hang on a minute, I'd be underwhelmed by Ricky Whittle.
Ricky Whittle out of Shed 7?
Off of Strictly Dancing.
Ricky Whittle, isn't he in Shed 7?
No, he's in Strictly Dancing. He's underwhelming, and yet I don't really know who he is.
Well, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, just because you don't know who somebody is doesn't mean that they're not underwhelming. In fact, you'd be even more underwhelmed if somebody said to you, hello, here's Ricky Whittle, and you're thinking, who's this? I see he's a celebrity. Oh, I don't know who he is. You're still underwhelmed, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose. So, Alison, well done. That's definitely an underwhelming celebrity encounter.
That is.
Round of applause.
What prize does she win?
She, that's still up in the air. We're going to decide that when we get to the end of the campaign.
Right, and when's that going to be?
That's undisclosed.
I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather be reading a Watch with Mothers, but I've got this diarrhea. It really needs seeing to.
Silence in court. Order.
Alright.
Order.
Alright.
Silence in court.
Alright.
So, two more witnesses must take the stand. We have in court this afternoon Miss Stacey Slater.
Hey.
And her beau, fiancé.
Her paramour.
Soon to be beloved, bewed, Mr. Bradders Mitchell.
No, not Bradders Mitchell. Branning?
Bradders Branning.
Not Bradders Mitchell.
Bradders Branning.
Oh, what a mistake to make.
So, yes, would Miss Stacey Slater take the stand and Mr. Justice Napoleon please read the charges?
Okay, hello! That's Stacey, yeah?
Yep.
Right, anyway, just before I start my lud, can I quickly clear up one of the world's most interesting philosophical problems?
If we have time.
Right, yes. They say if a tree falls in the wood and there's nobody about to hear it, does it make a sound? You've heard that, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, I'd like it to put it on record, my lord. Yes, it does. Right, shall I move on?
Yeah, please. I think you're right, by the way. Please move on.
Yes, it does. So that's that cleared up. Move on. OK, Stacey Slater. Archie gone done her up the particulars when she was madded up in her mad mind. And as a result, she's duffed up the duff with the old man's baby. Hmm, is the idea that Stacey's carrying around George Lamb 2 enough to drive her to murder? Again, I wonder about her upper body strength, as well as her nice big tits, Your Honour.
Well, that's sexist.
That's not sexist. Everything's sexist in your world. It's not sexist. Right.
Miss Slater, please leave the stand. And Mr. Bradders Bradding, please.
Bradders Bradding? Are you from Wales, Your Honour?
Mr. Bradders Branning, please take the stand. Mr. Justice Napoleon, please read the charges.
Okay. Finding out some old man had forced himself on my missus would have driven me to find the bugger and set to work on his particulars with a pair of garden shears, Your Honour. Mind you, my lud, I'm not an even-tempered man. Is Bradley as bad as I am? Well, considering Archie wasn't found with his balls in his mouth and his cock up his nose, no, I don't think he is. Mind you, he is leaving the show, so yes, he probably did it. Or did he?
Well, again, we've got this issue. I think it's been...
Is this deliberation?
Mr. Bradders Bradding and Stacey Slater, please leave the stand. We need to deliberate in a kangaroo court style. Leave the court!
Get out!
Right, they've gone. I think they've gone. They've gone.
Right. Carry on.
So, let's deliberate. As you say, Bradley is leaving. I think we have an issue there because I've heard Peggy's leaving. I've also heard that... who else is leaving? Someone else is leaving.
Is it Gus?
Yeah, Gus, he's leaving.
Gus is going. Is Andy the nurse? Is he going?
And Oz from Oz Cabs.
Oz is going. What about his wife Sue? His lovely wife Sue went a bit mental when she couldn't have any babies.
I think she's already gone.
Is she gone?
So, well, that casts a shadow of doubt on your claim that it's bound to be Bradley.
Yes, but Peggy, I'm sure, would not leave the show because she's murdered her husband. I think that would be a terrible way to mark the end of Peggy.
She'd want a way back in, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she'd want a way back in. Yeah, I mean, there is speculation that Peggy's going to be killed. I don't think she is. I think she'll go and live with Aunt Sal, who was olive-ing on the buses.
She was indeed, and also in quite a few carry-ons, wasn't she?
I think she could have been in a couple of carry-ons, yeah. I can't exactly name which ones they were, which is unusual, because I must have seen them about a billion times, but I think you might be right.
Yeah, well, we'll leave that one hanging in the air. We can do some research on that. But Stacey Slater, she was madded up, but she wasn't. She was on medication by the time the murdering happened.
No, but no, she was on medication when he did her up the particulars.
She wasn't. That was just before she went on medication.
Yeah, exactly. So she was madded up then. She was madded up in her mad headspace.
Yeah, that's why Archie was able to have his wicked way. But
yeah, he was a bad egg.
I don't think if she was on medication for bipolaristicness or whatever she had, I don't think she'd be...
Yeah, she had that.
She'd be all lazy, wouldn't she? She wouldn't want to kill anyone.
No, she wouldn't want to kill anybody, but like you say, she wasn't on the medication when the murder took place. And as I say, would you murder somebody if you knew you were pregnant carrying around another George Lamb?
The only thing I would murder... No, I can't say that.
You were going to say something bad then, weren't you?
Yes. George Lamb should be aborted.
Hooray!
Stacey and Bradley. Well, it's got to be Bradley's the most likely, hasn't it?
I would say, I would concur, I would agree with you, Your Honour. I don't think Stacey is likely to have killed him, because I don't think she's leaving, for a start. And I just think she's too lovely.
Yeah, she'll be in it until she's in a, well... In her later years, I think she'll be.
Yeah, well,
forever.
I mean, I'm assuming with the return of Kat and Alfie, there'll be a lot of slagging matches going on between her and Kat.
No doubt about it.
So
Bradley, what does Bradley have a face like?
Bradley has a face like a big wet fish.
I believe you once said a slapped arse, and that's actually very accurate.
A face like a slapped arse, indeed he does. Yes, he's even got the rosiness of a slapped arse.
Yeah.
So, across next to Stacey and, next to Bradley, do you think, Your Honour?
I think so. It's a shame, though, because I do quite like Bradley Branning.
I like Bradley, yes. even though he looks a bit like a slapped arse.
Should we move on?
Yep.
Hello, I'm unpleasant African dictator Idi Amin. I'm just here to say, this is a Watch With Mothers new podcast. They're great. Now I'm off to eat somebody's head. Goodbye.
Order in my court. I will have order in this court. Shh.
Sorry.
Right, Perry Fenwick and Miss Janine Boucher, please take to the stand.
Well, both of them?
No, just Perry Fenwick.
All right, I'll do him first. Hang on.
All right.
That was really good. I had to do that again.
All right.
That sounds like Perry Fenwick.
Well, there you go then. Right, so shall I get on with it?
Yes, Mr. Justice Napoleon, please read the charges.
Okay. Did Billy kill Archie? Did he arse? Billy's life is miserable, yes, but it's money misery, not prison misery. All right, so he realised, like Sam, he was a pawn in Archie's evil game, but did that turn him into a killer? Of course not. Not when there's years and years of never-ending financial shit to be flung in his face, Your Honour.
Is that the end of your summation?
Yes. That's why I start.
Order!
All right.
Mr. Perry Billy Mitchell Fenwick, please leave the lectern.
See ya.
Podium, whatever it is.
The Odeon. Leave the Odeon.
Please leave the Odeon. And Miss Janine Boucher, the delightful Janine Boucher.
Delightful.
My favourite character.
That far. She played Beverly Alley.
Did she?
Yeah.
Would my favourite character please take to the stand? Mr. Justice Napoleon, read the charges.
Okay, well, she's got form, Your Honour, I'll give her that. Regular viewers will remember... Right, I'll start again. Well, she's got form, Your Honour, I'll give her that. Regular viewers will remember she done murdered Barry up in Scotland and she's been an evil sod for most of the time she's been on the show. Mind you, if it was her, Your Honour, it'd be bloody obvious. I reckon she's one of them red herring things. She's a fish, my lud. A fish!
Is that the end of your summation?
It is, yes.
Would the delightful Janine Boucher please leave the stand?
I'm surprised you didn't ask her to sashay from the stand, my lud. You appear biased.
I will have order in my court. Would you like to be charged with contempt?
I don't mind. Carry on. Charge me for it. Go on.
Well, no, we haven't got much time left.
Exactly. Charge me, see what I do. Nothing.
Janine, just sling your hook.
This is like being in a court in Bolivia, Your Honour.
Do you really want me to charge you with contempt or whatever it is?
By all means, do what you like. Like I say, this, as you've already pointed out, this is a kangaroo court. This is like some Banana Republic show trial. This isn't British justice. You've just immediately shown your hand there by going on about how lovely Janine is.
Mr. Justice Napoleon, can I remind you that opinions are like arseholes? Now, let us deliberate.
Yes, Your Honour.
Billy and Janine. It's not going to be Janine Boucher, is it?
I said that is a red bloody herring.
She's too nice. She's like a damaged young thing that you just want to cradle and stroke her hair.
What do you mean Janine's too nice? She murdered Barry.
Yeah, but only because she's damaged mentally.
No, regardless of whether you're damaged mentally, the facts are there. We saw it with our own eyes when she pushed him down a cliff. Barry, of all people.
Yeah, but Mr. Justice Napoleon, the fact remains that I would like to hold her in my arms and stroke her hair.
What, do you want to give her one?
Hey, contempt.
Right. All right.
So,
well,
Barry
I agree
Fenwick.
With you. For different reasons, I don't think it's because she's lovely or damaged. I think she's horrible. However, I do think that the... She is the biggest red herring here. There's no possible way Janine's done this. Janine's done this, Your Honour. I will eat my own arsehole.
Well, showing my integrity here, that's not no reason to throw a suspect out of court because you think it's a red herring. Just because something's obvious doesn't mean it's not the case.
Right, okay, so you're saying I'm denying the obvious?
I don't know. That's too complex a concept for me to think about.
That's denying like that Paul Simon obvious. Song, isn't it?
What does it mean, denying the obvious?
I'm a denying the obvious, fella, whatever, that one.
Billy Perry Fenwick Mitchell.
Is that a cross next to Janine?
It's a cross, yeah. I think right. He's probably more likely to be Perry Fenwick because you think about it, he had a lovely house for his three children?
Two children,
and suddenly that's been snatched away.
Well, yeah, but surely Billy knew that was going to happen.
Well, yeah, but surely he... I mean, actually, the house didn't get snatched away till after Larry Lamb died, so he would have to go back after Larry Lamb had died and kill him then.
Well, yeah, and didn't... I'm sure Billy's still in that house, isn't he?
Billy's still in that house, but it's owned by Roxy Mitchell.
And now Roxy wants £1,000 a month rent off. Is that how much they charge in London?
He'd be getting off lightly. It's a three-bedroom, isn't it?
It is, yes. Or so, it could be one of those TARDIS-like houses that the Slaters live in, where apparently 400 people could live in the house.
So that's probably equidistant to the West End in the same sort of ratio as Walthamstow. So
right.
It's probably more like for a three-bedroom house, $2,500.
Do you mind if I take a drink of water, Your Honour?
Please do.
Oh, £2,500?
Yeah, because you'd have three residents in there, wouldn't you? Three separate bedrooms in a shared house, paying about £800.
No, in the rest of the country, single people live in three-bedroom houses. You don't have three bedrooms, thus three people in them.
You really have lost your bearings with that, haven't you?
I have. You've thrown me, Your Honour. What were we talking about?
Billy and Janine, it's definitely not Janine because I would like to stroke her hair.
Right, and I think she's a redhead. I think she's a fish.
I don't think it's either of these.
I think she's a fish, and I don't think it's Billy because, as I said in my prosecution statement, I think there's plenty more misery to be wrung out of Billy's life without sending him to prison for murdering somebody up.
I agree with that. So is there anyone we've left out? We mentioned Roxy Mitchell.
Roxy, is Roxy likely to have murdered her own father, seeing as she was about the only person that consistently liked the man?
I think the most violent Roxy Mitchell would get would be a drunken punch-up at R&R. She hasn't got it in her.
She hasn't got it in her. Again, I would argue she hasn't got the upper body strength to lift up an enormous bust.
You don't know how heavy that bust is.
It's made from bronze.
Yeah, it could be hollow.
It could be hollow bronze, but even then, I don't think a woman could lift that up.
Any woman?
Any woman. Not any woman. Your Fatima Whitbread, she could lift it up.
Well, yeah, she's built like a bison.
Yeah, your Bella Emberg, she could lift it up.
Oh, her heart would give up.
Not necessarily. Do you remember Bella Emberg? Did she ever remind you of Grandpa from the Munsters?
Yeah, facially, yeah.
Ah, she did. I think I'm beginning to wonder whether, in fact, that was just Grandpa from the Munsters.
We're meant to be talking about who might not have done it. Bianca definitely didn't
right,
do it.
Right, Bianca didn't do it. Ricky didn't do it. Ricky doesn't do anything.
Tiffany Mitchell?
Tiffany Mitchell. There was motive there. There was definitely motive. I'm sure at some stage Archie got annoyed with her.
Hang on, who is Tiffany Mitchell?
Tiffany Mitchell is the small 5-year-old redhead.
Tiffany Jackson, isn't she?
Not Tiffany Mitchell. Yes, Tiffany Jackson.
Or Butcher, or Dean.
Or Dean, or whatever. But I don't, looking at the whole Butcher, Jackson, Dean, whatever the bloody hell they're called, clan, I don't see any of them doing it, not even Fat Pat.
Not even Per Butcher?
Not even Per Butcher. I don't see her doing it because now Pat is now just a cameo role in EastEnders. But she is vital. She's a bit like Ethel with her little willy.
Yeah, I don't know. Again,
see my little willy?
Her and Jack Branning aren't exactly background characters.
Yeah, but Pat is. Pat's definitely now a background character. She's now Pam St. Clemens does a cameo appearance as Pat every now and again. For the most part, she's on holiday. And when she is back, she doesn't do much.
Mr. Justice Napoleon, we're forgetting one vital suspect.
Who's this?
Dotty.
Oh, from off of the 40s.
Well, I think we'd better conclude in the next section and come to some kind of understanding, some kind of decision, and then condemn someone to death. Are you with me?
Okay, my lad, I shall prepare my closing statement. Yeah.
Mr. Justice Napoleon.
Yes?
I call upon you to give your closing statement, and then the juries will adjourn to make their decision on who done this murder on Archie Mitchell on his head.
Off of his bonds. Okay, Your Honour. I'll just start again. Weighing up all the facts, Your Honour, it is my firm belief that Bradders Branning did this crime. Despite the lack of particulars damage, he had perhaps the strongest motive of all, to wit, he's leaving EastEnders for pastures new. And by pastures new, I mean, of course, The Bill, Casualty, Holby City, and finally, after panto appearances in the north of England, a return to the character of Bradley Branning. The prosecution rests, you old sausage. So that's who I think that done it, Your Honour. However, the decision rests with you, and we do have four suspects.
Please remind me, Mr. Justice Napoleon, of who the four suspects are.
We have Jack, 99% meat Branning.
Okay.
Do you want to do a bong noise after these?
I'm just writing this down, hang on.
Shall I do the bong noise?
I'll put that in later.
Right, bong. Oh, you're putting it in. Right, okay, well, I won't do that then.
Okay, I'm writing him down, okay.
Okay, we have Sam Orangina Mitchell.
Okay, you going to do a bong?
A bong. No, you were supposed to be putting the bongs in.
You're right.
Bong.
You're right, I'll do that, okay.
Okay, right, we have Bradders Corned Beef Branning. Bong, no, hang on.
And was there a fourth?
Yes, and we have a Dottie off of the 1940s. Branning again?
Cotton.
Cotton. Bong.
Bong.
Your Honour.
Okay, so it falls to me.
It falls to you. It's into the ball is now entirely in your court, and you are indeed in a court, as this is a court.
Well,
it's a court off of the internet, on the radio.
Mr. Justice Napoleon, do you want to be held in contempt of court?
Yes, please.
So, I've listened to the summation of Mr. Justice Napoleon.
Hello.
I've also considered the... I haven't actually listened to the jury, but they're generally not important in cases of this kind. And looking at the four suspects, Mr. Jacqueline Branning, Miss Samantha Orangina Mitchell, Mr. Bradders Branning, and Miss Dottie Cotton... I reckon it could be all four of them, so the only safe move for the court of this great nation is for all four of them to be strung up by their neck until they're all deaded up.
Hey, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, yeah. I mean, really, it doesn't matter to me, does it? I mean, I personally think it was Bradders, but if you want to hang three people and a small girl, that's entirely up to you, Your Honour. Well, as I say, it really is like Bolivia, this.
Well, there are issues, I suppose, surrounding whether or not it's fair to string up three completely innocent people.
Can you execute children in Britain?
Well, I'm the judge, not you.
Fair enough. Yep, you're right, Your Honour. I don't want to be included in this list of yours, quite frankly.
So
you're clearly one of those hanging judges.
Let's call it conspiracy to murder.
Okay, it was a smackdown on Archie Mitchell.
Arthur Archie Mitchell. So there you go, listeners. We have exclusively revealed to you the four people responsible for Archie Mitchell's death way ahead of the live show this evening.
Right, so there's no point you watching that then?
No, don't watch it. Go out. It's Friday night. Have a good time.
Yeah, Friday night. Go out and get pissed. If anybody says, did you not want to stay in? See the EastEnders live episode? Didn't want to see that? See who did the murder? You can say, no, to be honest, because I already know, did it? It was Jack Branning, Sam Mitchell, Bradders Branning, and for some weird reason, Dottie Cotton, the one off of the 40s. That all makes sense.
Yeah, and what if they say to you, but where did you hear about that? I mean, it sounds accurate, but where would you find that kind of news out?
To which you could reply, why, I heard it on the WatchWithMothers.net podcast. Hey, it all ties together, this.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Mothers. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed that insight into the British justice system. Am I boring you?
What?
You all right?
I'm fine, yeah, I'm just waiting for you to do your thing, do your bit.
It's done pretty much. Did you enjoy that?
I thought that was quite good. We certainly got to the bottom of things, I think. I wasn't really listening to a lot of it, admittedly. I've been doodling, you see.
Have you drawn anything nice?
The only thing I've drawn today is cigarette butts. No, I tell a lie, I've done a picture of a big willy as well.
You did that when you were 16 years old. You haven't stopped drawing pictures of penises.
No, penises, tits, fag ends, fannies, bums. I do the odd hand. I'm just looking over here. Got a thing of a bottle of wine there. That was an unusual one. More fag ends. Looking through my pad, to be honest with you, Swinezed, it's mainly burnt out cigarette ends that I do. Is there some psychological reason for that?
I don't know, it's a bit depressing though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they're always smoked. I never draw, full-on, proper tailor-mades, none of that business. They're always smoked, almost down to the filter. Quite a lot of them have been stubbed out. So if there are any psychologists listening, what is it I'm doing? Ooh, what's going on in my brain space?
Well, they won't know, will they?
What?
A psychologist's not going to know what's going on in your head.
Well, no, because it's all rubbish, isn't it, psychology? Do you think it's rubbish, all that body language nonsense and all that?
I'd say it's 50% mumbo-jumbo.
Right, yeah. See, to me, it's the same as horoscopes or that lot the pagans are all about. Tarot, you know what I mean? All that rubbish.
The Hamish,
everything. It's all rubbish to me and all that. It's like these dream people. We both watch the right stuff, don't we? I don't know if many of the listeners watch that because they've got jobs and what have you. But we watch the right stuff, and there's a dream expert comes on that, isn't there?
Oh, somebody's right at the end, yeah.
Yeah, and she interprets your dreams. So somebody rings up and says, I was in a field, there was a ghost, and then Bernard Manning came in the field, and then I was on a ship, and then I was with Mickey Mouse, and then I won the lottery. And she goes, this is all about aspirations and blah, blah, blah. She's making up. She's being paid money to make stuff up.
Yeah, but it depends. If she's read any Freud, then
Freud?
She might know what she's talking about.
Who's Freud?
Sigmund Freud,
who's he?
His big beard, cocaine, you know, the fella, pipe.
Sigmund who?
Cigar, was it?
Cigar Freud.
Siggy Freud.
The only Siggy I know is Siggy Stardust.
Right. I forget every week to do this, but I've just remembered with a couple of minutes to go. Please do join our Facebook page, etc. Blah, blah, blah.
All that shit.
Please do sign up to our Twitter feeds, even though Napoleon barely ever goes on there.
I do go on there. I go on there about once a month, once every 2 months. I say a load of rubbish like everybody else. Do I need to be on there every day saying, oh, I'm off to the toilet now, oh, now I'm writing something on Twitter? I mean, realistically, that's what really you should be doing. What are you doing now? I'm writing on Twitter. What are you doing now? I'm writing on Twitter. What about now? I'm still writing on Twitter. That's what you're actually doing.
No, that's a fair point. Also, there's other things they should do. I mean, people who listen to the podcast don't all read the site, do they?
No, they don't. I think we've now got a mixed audience. We've got that man who listens whilst on his bicycle, nearly falling off.
Yeah.
Is he an audience in himself? Hello, man on the bicycle. Have you fallen off?
There's also the illiterate one who does 12-hour night shifts.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Nothing wrong with that.
Is he a full audience?
He's an audience unto himself, isn't he?
I suppose he is, yeah. I mean, we do have a many and varied audience, but I mean, I would really recommend you get involved with all of it, because there's all manner of stuff going on the Facebook thing, not so much Twitter, that's mainly fuckwits. What else are we on? Oh, yeah, the site, watchwithmothers.net. There's loads, you should all get involved.
Yeah, if you delve into the comments on the site, you could probably get insulted by Napoleon, because he's on
Me?
There all
Hello?
The time, just being rude to people for no
exactly,
reason.
Exactly, yeah. Or, if you don't want to do that, you could always ring into the dream expert on the right stuff and make up a dream, which she will then interpret for you, showing that she's a charlatan.
Essentially, what we're saying is there are many and varied methods of wasting your life.
Exactly.
And on that note, I think it's time to say goodbye. So
goodbye, goodbye. And don't forget, next week, listeners, I'm sorry, shall I promise this?
Are you going to say the thing about Wogan?
No, because we're not doing Wogan. Next week, listeners, we should, unless this turns out to be a lie, and it has happened before. Next week, we should be doing one of Britain's most best-loved female celebrities.
Terry Wogan's not a female.
No, we're not doing Terry Wogan.
Oh, I think, yeah, Scylla.
Ah, you've spoiled it now. It's supposed to be a surprise. Surprise, surprise. Hey, yeah, oh, fuck it. We're doing Scylla.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers.